There was a chunk, chunk, chunk of a single pair of droid feet picking its way over the carpet of fallen tinnies.
Republic, cannon fodder,
a droid's voice shouted.
Surrender. You cannot carry on.
It was the droid commander. Rex peered through a gap and saw the yellow markings on the torso.
Well, they're not going to sing a rousing chorus as a tribute to our manly clone Grit, then,
Korik murmured. Rex stood up and faced the droid commander across a gulf of about 20 meters.
Who are you calling cannon fodder, Clanker?
Surrender immediately.
Maybe it was what droids were programmed to do, and maybe they really did want him and his men as bait for Skywalker. It probably wouldn't matter in a few minutes. Rex adjusted his external audio pickup to maximum. He heard it, the unmistakable drone of a lat/i drive. Lots of lat/i drives. And the whine of fighters. And a lovely, familiar, whistling note.
I wish you'd asked earlier,
Rex said mildly.
Because then...
The droids behind the commander all looked up at once. Then, they exploded as a missile smashed into their position.
You wouldn't have been outnumbered.
Lat/I gunships rose all around the edge of the plateau, as if on cue. That was some flying. They must have hugged the tops of the trees for some distance to sneak up like that. Some of the Lardies laid down suppressing fire, while Clone Commander Cody's troops rappelled down from others to land in the courtyard, firing before their boots hit the ground. The ocean was changing color from dull droid tan to orange and white.
About Criffin time,
said Nax.
No Skywalker?
A Jedi interceptor appeared from nowhere over the monastery and screamed down to land on the flattened roof of an outbuilding. Rex expected Skywalker to come bounding out, batting away blaster fire with his lightsaber. But when the canopy popped, the flurry of brown robes and whirling blue blade that leapt from the roof and landed, perfectly like a gymnast, right next to Rex, was General Kenobi.
Good timing, sir.
Rex reloaded two-handed this time.
Obviously not good enough, Captain, Kenobi said.
A droid popped up above the barricade, and he forced through it back across the lines, as if he didn't like eavesdroppers.
Just these men left?
Sir.
I'm sorry. So where's Skywalker?
Last known position, somewhere in the monastery, sir. But that was some hours ago. We've had no further contact.
I'll go look for him.
Watch out for a woman with my taste in hairstyles and a double-ended red lightsaber.
Ventress.
Smack her one for me, will you, sir? She gave me a few fractures.
Count on it.
Kenobi bounded off,